The Alaska Vocational Technical Center, Alaska's Institute of Technology, also known as AVTEC, had to close the doors to their Anchorage satellite campus earlier this month due to budget cuts. Heather Beatty is the executive director of Alaska Workforce Investment Board. As a spokesperson for the Department of Labor and Workforce Development, Beatty says the closure was partially due to the 33% budget cut to the state general funds. But Beatty says the agency has had to make many cuts in the past.
We've looked for savings everywhere, but unfortunately, these cuts are so deep that we are at a point where we're having to close some of our offices and eliminate some of the programs we offer.
The state of Alaska opened AVTEC in 1969 to help train workers for construction of the Trans-Alaska Oil Pipeline. AVTEC programs include maritime, culinary, welding, other training programs. Last year, nearly 1,400 students completed long-term training at AVTEC. The Allied Health Program has been offered through AVTEC's Anchorage campus. Now that the campus has closed, AVTEC can no longer offer their main nursing programs.
The Allied Health Program that was operating in Anchorage typically served about 100 certified nursing assistant candidates each year, and about 20 people each year enrolled in the registered nursing and the LPN programs.
The last group of licensed practical nurses graduated in November of 2015 before the LPN program was shut down. The Medical Office Assistance Program is still being offered at AVTEC's main campus in Seward. As for the future of AVTEC, Beatty is hopeful for fiscal stability.
It's so important to be able to offer good quality job training in our state so that people have the skills they need to go to work in careers that are going to help them earn a good wage and provide what they need to raise their families.
AVTEC's main campus in Seward will remain open.